This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And got some morning fog still, so give yourself extra time. Clouds this afternoon, high 67. Well, if you're the last one on someone's Christmas shopping list, you just may not get a gift at all.
Wow.
Because the closer you get to Christmas, they just like give up on their Christmas shop. It's like, okay, I didn't get to Chris, Betty, or James, so I guess they won't get a gift this year.
There's no excuse for that. You can always get gift cards to places like Select Restaurant,
a QT, Spinks,
yeah, almost anywhere where they're going to have to go anyway. They'll appreciate it.
Well, a lot of times you have to whittle down the number of people on your Christmas gift list. And I've got the list of, how am I going to put this?
I don't know. You probably should have thought of that ahead of time.
I did, and I forgot it. So when it comes to whittling people off your Christmas list, these are the people that go first. Your coworkers, they go first on the list.
Oh, we left that a long 10 years ago.
We were on the list?
We were, but then everyone started buying each other windshield washer fluid and things like that. And then one year, someone bought us a CD player holder, and none of us had CD players, but we got leather CD player holders.
I used that bag to put CDs in.
Number two on the list of people that you get rid of on your holiday Christmas shopping list, service providers such as a postman or woman, your hairstylist, lady that does your nails, those will be the second to go.
As you can tell, I won't be even going to the hair, getting my hair cut this year. So I get to bypass that gift.
There you go.
And
there
to be honest, that one's an easy one because it's cash usually.
Yeah, it is.
And you really should tip your server providers or whatever you call them.
Next on the list, extended family and friends, your distant cousins and aunts and uncles.
That should go higher on the list. Those should be ones you ditch earlier.
What?
As opposed, like, okay, you got the uncle that lives in Texas.
Oh, I wouldn't even buy him a gift.
Exactly. I'd get my hair person something before that.
Okay, but what if he's going to be showing up at the holiday event and you're going to see him? You're going to sit across from him at the dinner table.
Get him a card.
Oh, that is the worst. And everybody else gets their present and you're like, I didn't know you were coming. Your gift is that you're here.
My uncle he traveled a lot. And so he would bring us back some little $15, $20 knickknack that was actually kind of cool. But it wasn't expensive.
Yep. All right, next on the list, your pets. That's who you take off your holiday shopping list.
Absolutely not. Usually they're the first ones I buy for.
Honestly, though, you get a little bone or something and put that in the stocking.
No, they love the stuffed toys. My dog, I don't understand this, but they completely know the new toy and they go ape nuts over it.
I know, but it lasts all of 2 hours and then it's gnawed to death and gone.
Not mine.
Mine does. My dog will chew a hole in it before the day's out. And I'm like, I just wasted $6.99 at TJ Maxx for this toy.
You enjoy. They had that enjoyment. Your pets loved that you did that.
You can find 2 more hours of enjoyment doing something else.
You could find cheaper stuff to animals, too.
You could find better animal owners.
Uh-huh. And then teachers were a last to go when you're whittling down your Christmas shopping list.
Well, we discussed this briefly the other day.
Yeah, and
you need to get your teacher something.
Yeah, that's only 2% of the people. said they would take the teacher off.
And then when you give it to her, say, hey, you know, that D I have, really nice.
There you go.
It was a C.
Now, who is the hardest to buy for during the holiday season?
Dad.
Dad and husbands, boyfriends. Those are the three. 32% of the people surveyed said that.
So men.
Yeah. Men basically are the worst to buy for. Now, little boys, you can buy for them because they're going to tell you.
You know why men are hard to buy for? Mm-hmm. They buy everything they want anyway. But there is always a secret weapon, and that is the gift card to a good restaurant, like Select Restaurant. You give them a gift card to a good restaurant. It's not the cop-out that a regular gift card is, because it's a specific place. And I don't care how rich you are or how much you have, you'll always appreciate another good meal.
I agree. Mother-in-laws were on the list next. Hard to buy for.
Yeah, but boy, you got to. If you want to keep that family happy.
But that is where, you know, you come in. Like, if it's your mom, you go buy the gift for her. If it's an in-law.
No, man. Yeah. Wives are good at that stuff.
No.
No, that's kind of what we do. I buy for my family and John buys for his.
Yeah.
I do kind of have to help with his a little bit, though, because some of them I'm like, okay, we're going to switch this gift out.
All right. Who's hard to buy for? Teenage relatives. 14% of the people said that.
See, that one doesn't seem as hard. There's certain gift cards they like maybe Minecraft or Roblox or Steam, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're pretty good about making lists, too.
Yeah. And then grandparents were last on the list, hard to buy for grandparents. And I remember one year I drew my grandmother's name at Thanksgiving, you know, to get the gift for Christmas. And I asked Tom, hey, you know, she's 78 years old, got my grandma's name. He's like, well, whatever you do, just don't get the extended warranty on whatever you buy.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Well, I mean, honestly.
Well, it just makes you wonder for grandparents, are there gift cards for like Thomas McAfee Funeral Home or Mackie Mortuary?
Y'all you gave
terrible.
Me a hard time.
Y'all better pray.
I think, honestly, I think for grandparents, underwear is always a solid.
It is not.
It is. First of all, it can be funny. And second of all, they're practical people at this point in their lives. They're not really concerned in all of the trappings of like, oh, money and rich stuff. They're like, I got some good underwear.
Somehow the funeral home gift cards looking better and better.
Yeah, but I want granny panties. You know, I gave my granny one time a little sexy granny sign, and everybody looked at me weird in the family. So I'm pretty sure if you give granny panties.
Yeah, some grannies get upset about that, though.
Yeah.
They get offended. It's like you went too far with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you gave like a granny twerk. Like, there you go. That's free, granny. Merry Christmas.
Guess it depends on your family, because some families are going to laugh that off pretty big, and then some families, I guess, get uptight about
it. One of my kids' friends came over and was just like, you know, twerking my mom.
What?
And she thought it was like a bad thing. And I'm like, no, he's just having fun.
Did she tip him?
No, she didn't.
Why?
No, it was just in the kitchen. They were just goofing off. A little Christmas twerk for you.
Oh, my.
Merry Christmas.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What were you talking about? Your Christmas shopping list. Who you whittle down as far as people on that list. Coworkers were the number one people that don't get a gift from you when you're whittling down your holiday shopping list, but this was kind of surprising. 27% of employees plan to buy their boss a Christmas gift. You little brown nosers. You know what I'm saying? And I got a little song about that, and it's about Rudolph.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner. Way, sucking up, he'd say to Santa,
Mr. Claus, I love your sleigh.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him lame.
You're so jolly.
They always knew that Rudolph,
what's an eggnog,
never had an ounce of shame.
Have you lost weight?
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, boy, I'll tell you what. $10 to smooch my butt.
Then howled the reindeer low him.
and they shouted out to see Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer.
Move to the left there.
You'll suck up for anything.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, that's work.
It is work to brown nose. It's 7:13. Merry Christmas from all of us on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You guys give me a hard time a lot. You say I don't have a big heart. And I told you my doctor says I actually do have an enlarged heart. And so you're wrong on that. But there are a lot of confusing things when it comes to the heart, especially around the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
There is something known as the holiday heart.
Well, it's from The Grinch itself. I mean, that documentary.
What are you talking about?
His heart.
Oh, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger?
Three sizes too small.
Oh, yeah. Too small?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it did get enlarged, and he ended up in the ER.
When he went to Whoville.
See, I hadn't seen the documentary in so long. Is he still okay, though?
Yeah, it's all about his heart.
I feel like Hawk may not know what he's talking about here. Did he have a holiday heart?
He did at the end of the 30-minute episode of Who Stole Christmas? Yes.
I will by the end of this show.
Yeah.
Well, I've got bad news for you. A holiday heart is not a good thing.
Oh, no.
It sounds like a Hallmark movie, but it's a serious medical condition. Holiday heart is when too much drinking causes AFib, an irregular heartbeat where your heart feels like it's fluttering.
Mm.
It's called that because it's more common this time of year. And it can also happen after a single weekend of binge drinking, Cato.
I know exactly. Mine's not the holiday heart. It's just heart.
I was thinking you're talking about like festive, like the, you know, just a caring, giving heart here. Like, and you're talking about drinking.
Well, experts have known about the holiday heart since the 70s. The technical term is alcohol-induced atrial arrhythmia.
My heart flutters. Do I have AFib?
You could. I've got a little thing that you can use to see.
Can I wait? Is that the thing that you what?
Put
what
under
is
his
it?
Nipple.
Yeah, I don't
you don't have
that.
To do that with this one. I got a new one.
Okay.
So on this one, you put your thumb on each side, and then you put the back of it on the top of your knee.
Oh,
I got other body parts that flutter. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
They say the good news is it's usually temporary. And the flutter goes away if you do the following things.
Go to the ER, spend $3,000 to be told you're having a panic attack.
Because that's what they recommend.
Yeah.
But also, if you hydrate and limit your drinking, it can cause it to go away as well.
Oh my gosh, I think I do have AFib. Because if I drink enough water, it doesn't happen. But the days where I slack, my heart starts to flutter.
Well, they say you're more likely to have a heart attack or stroke with AFib if it persists and you don't treat it.
I like those Nutter Flutter cookies that they have. Those are good.
What?
Tom is trying to diagnose me here, okay?
Honestly.
Well, no. Tell me more, Dr. Tom.
This has to do with drinking. You're not drinking right now.
Well, not right now, but it still flutters.
So, you know, it's interesting, though. Like my dad, he knows when his heart's out of rhythm. And there's a lot of people that have heart conditions, and they can tell it's out of rhythm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never had that. I've never had whatever this is. I don't know why I wouldn't even know what it feels like.
You do. When it happens, you know what it is.
It feels like your heart's going. I kid you not. That's what it feels like.
I've not had that ever.
Well, that's good. You don't drink a lot.
To be honest, I'm not sure I have. I just actually thought I was just having a heart attack. So I don't know if it was fluttering or.
I've had it. I know because I do have the little I forget what they're called, but it's a little machine that detects whether or not you're having a heart attack. I got this thing for like $129, and you see them advertised all the time. You put your thumbs on these two little metal pads, and it tells you if you're having a heart attack. And I got it because I figured the $139 was way cheaper than going to the hospital three or four times for false alarms.
I won't go back.
To the hospital?
Yes.
Well, all the more reason to get one of these.
Nah, those are not completely accurate.
They're pretty good.
Still.
I mean, that's...
I'd rather not know.
Really?
That's why I can't... If I have symptoms, I can't Google them because then I'll see that I'm dying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what every symptom, you know, is. And then I have a panic attack.
Tom's been to Dr. Google for a long time.
Yeah, and he's the worst in health. He should know.
Yeah, but at least I know what's going on with me.
Yeah. I'd rather not know.
You know, like the 12 days of Christmas, Tom's got the 16 ailments of Christmas.
But these little defib machines or whatever they are that detect your heart rate and all, they can save you a lot of stress because most of the time I use it, Cato, and it says normal heart rate. And then I can quit being stressed out, whereas you're still stressing out.
Because you're talking about it still.
No, I'm talking about when you get this feeling and you don't know what it is.
I just have a drink.
Well, I mean, those Fitbits and stuff like that, you know, they count your steps and stuff. Doesn't that stress you out when you're like, I have not had enough steps today?
No.
Yeah.
That don't bother me either. I don't care about the steps. You're not going to die from lack of steps.
And apparently with this information, it's the 12-step program.
My mom, I was talking to her on the phone. She goes, my goodness, my Fitbit just told me to get up and walk. She goes, it's not going to tell me what to do. Yeah. I said, take it off, Mom. Uh-huh.
Which is funny, but why even have it if you're not going to listen to it?
I don't know. It's not me.
I'm just saying. It's kind of crazy.
I guess she only wants to keep up with the steps she's willing to do, not what the Fitbit's wanting her to do.
I love counting my everyday steps towards my goals. Like if I have to walk into work, I'm like, whew, good job, Tori. You did it.
You got mad yesterday because you didn't have your phone with you and you missed out on some steps.
Oh my gosh, I walked all the way to the bathroom without my phone. Like, what a waste. What a waste.
That's at least 20 steps you missed.
I know, and it didn't even count.
It counted for your heart, though.
But that doesn't matter.
Okay.
I need it to count towards Apple, so they're not judging me.
You know, I read all these stories about how America has these health problems and we're such an advanced country, we shouldn't have them. But I don't think the problem is our medical industry. I think it's us.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Step it up. Step it up, America.
You've heard that walking 10,000 steps a day is a sure path to health.
But it takes so long.
Well, now there's a quicker way. We're slashing that step count. Only 4,500 steps a day will help you live longer.
Only 4,500?
That's right. Your health is now 65% off.
65% off? Now I can afford to be healthy.
And you can use the steps you save to watch TV, take a nap, even eat some ice cream.
Who knew paying less attention to my fitness would be so easy?
Stop killing yourself to get healthy and enjoy 65% off your health today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
One thing Tom brags about is not only his kissing ability, but also when he was a teenager or he was dating someone, he always knew how to win over the parents.
Yeah. It was a valuable tool because it let me get away with a lot.
Yeah. That was your gift to the world.
And I've never understood guys who fight tooth and nail with the parents instead of winning them over.
Now, the girls may not have liked Tom, but the mom did.
Yeah, I had sometimes a girl break up with me, and their mom would be like, you don't need to break up with him.
Yeah.
That didn't help.
Well, during the Christmas season, you know, it's always hard to meet the, date's parents. And it might be you might just have started dating. You might be like 3 or 4 months in, but you still got to go hang out with the girlfriend or boyfriend's parents. And I've got some tips. Let's see how well we do this morning, according to Tom, the expert. These are other experts that have talked about this. They say, know your surroundings. If you're a little klutzy or you are, when you walk into the house, don't go by any china or anything that's very, you know, maybe a figurine or a statue or something, because, you know, I'll probably mess that up if I touch it.
Yeah, don't touch a thing.
Mm-hmm. Or you might be, you know, you might spill something or knock it over, like, you know, when you are at the dinner table. Like, I'm klutzy. I'm just going to just, you know, keep my hands down here. Greet them with a handshake is something else. You know, just like it would in the business world. You're going to, when you see the dad, you probably need to greet him with a handshake. Even the girls, too, right?
Yes, I would say anytime you're meeting someone, especially if it's the first time, you walk in, shake their hand, make eye contact. Yes. Thank you for letting me come over.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. How can I help? Brought this, whatever else.
So no hugs, huh? Because I'm a hugger.
They said don't hug and or kiss them at all when you're meeting the parents. Yes.
Why? I think hugging is... It depends on the people. You can get a vibe off someone if they want a hug or not.
Well, yeah. They say if they make the first move, it's okay. So if mama comes in for a hug or the dad's like, hey, come on in here, son, I'm a hugger. Go ahead and hug him.
But not a kiss.
Well, not if mom's puckering up. Maybe on the cheek or something. But it's best mainly just to hold off for kissing and hugging if they don't make the first move, they say. The survival of things to do when meeting your date's parents, call them Mr. and Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to just call them, you know, Jack and Jane or whatever.
Do you always go last name or do you go like, nice to meet you, Miss Jill? Or do you say Miss Smith?
I go with last name.
I feel like that's the safest. And then they can eventually be like, call me mom. And you're like, mom.
Miss mom.
Miss mom.
Yeah. Another way to survive meeting your date's parents, give them personal space. So keep a good amount of space or distance between them, especially if you are a close talker or something.
That's everyone.
Well, I know. But, you know, you're in the kitchen and you're looking over to mom's shoulder like, what you cooking right there, you know? Sometimes people get too comfortable in that environment and they'll make a big mistake there.
And some moms don't want you in their kitchen. But for some reason, all of our family gatherings, we hang out in the kitchen the entire time, pretty much, until we sit down to eat.
But does the like new boyfriend or girlfriend hang out in there?
Yeah, we all do. We stand and chat, and we nibble. We always have appetizers before our big meal.
Okay, how to survive meeting your date's parents during the holiday season? They say be positive and good-natured. Don't be going in there with a bunch of negativity and Grinch work to do.
John told me about this girl he dated. She walked into the family house and went, this is nice. I can do a lot with this.
Oh, my.
Right in front of John's mom. I was like, ooh, that was bold.
Yeah. There you go. Girlfriend, right?
Yep. Well, I hope.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
And they say, be yourself, unless yourself is not a good thing to be if you are trying to survive meeting your date's parents. Like, you know if you're obnoxious or not, or if
I'm very aware that I am.
A lot of obnoxious people have no idea they're obnoxious.
Yeah, you just got to tell them sometimes.
Do you? Well, don't tell the parents they're obnoxious if they are obnoxious during that meeting. And then they say, you know, send a text or some kind of like maybe a thank you note after you've gone there. That will do a lot.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
You got mama's number already?
Well, maybe not that, or you could, I don't know.
Tell your girlfriend or boyfriend, hey, tell your parents I had the best time.
Or you could be like, I was stalking you, and I found your phone number online.
Yeah. So, how did the experts do, Tom?
That's all right.
Good luck. That's all we got.
He's full of positivity this morning, y'all. It was great. It was great.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.